Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. Couple days to a playoff game. So, yesterday on our program, we were giving away Metallica tickets, except we didn't give them away at the end of the show because we didn't know how to. We had so many great answers for what is the most iconic photograph of all time. We determined at the end of the show that we should let the audience determine which is the most iconic photo that was said by our callers yesterday. So, we are putting these into poll forms. We've got nine different answers from yesterday that are semifinalists. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll pit three against each other. Well, you will, based on how you vote. So here is the Twitter poll question of the day, at least for the 6 o'clock hour, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's 2025, in 2025, Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. So the first poll that are the choices for the 6 o'clock hour and into the 7 o'clock hour, these three. Which of these three is the most iconic photo? Is it from 1968, what they call Earthrise, which is the Apollo 8 photograph of Earth taken while orbiting, you know, the moon? So it's called Earthrise.
Yes.
You've probably seen it. It's a great one.
It's amazing.
It's tremendous. It's tremendous. The second, JFK Jr. saluting his father's casket at the funeral. Huge. That's in 63. And the third, Michael Jordan hanging in the air, dunking that ball in the slam dunk contest, I believe from 1988. So those three are our first grouping. We'll have others as we move through the show. Which would you vote for? Please vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. 215-592-9494. How you can win Metallica tickets today, we'll get to that in just a moment. Let's get to John right now. John, you're on WIP.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I respect everything that you guys are saying, and I respect what John Rich is saying. He brings a great perspective as being a former player. But you have to remember, too, that was a different NFL and a different era. This game and this game speed is way different than it was back in those years. That's just a simple fact.
No, I don't know what topic you're talking about.
The topic is this. The game speed today is different than it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah, sure. A little bit. Yeah.
With Jalen Hurts coming back from a major injury, him already having issues since his last major injury, I think that's the key part where you're going to have a problem, and nobody seems to want to recognize that. They think that he had a good game against the Packers, and he just didn't have a good game. If it wasn't for the other team giving up the big plays – the other way, we've been a whole different game.
Well, they could have lost.
So, I don't know why everybody's so optimistic about why they're going to do good. I think they're going to have a lot more problems than I think people are realizing, including your staff.
Well, I think here's my thing, John.
Well, I think you are entitled to that opinion. I think that we are a much better team than you must think we have, John.
Yeah, I agree with you. John.
What I'm saying is this, not that we're not a good team. Not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have flaws, just like every single team in the NFL. And one of the biggest flaws we have is a quarterback who gets happy feet in the pocket, which is clearly obvious. And then the second thing is he holds the ball too long. what happened to Darnold when he held the ball too long against this team. And I think
Darnold can't move like Jalen, John.
Do you really compare our quarterback and Sam Darnold in terms of movement skills? It's defenses can't play our quarterback the way that defenses play Darnold.
Yeah, so, John, here's the thing, man. I agree with Richie on this entirely. So I share your concern with Jalen. Okay, I do. But the part I think you're dramatically underrating is the Eagles' ability to overcome when he doesn't play that well. That's just the way I see it.
I also think his specific example
is the wrong example.
No question. Like, Jalen is great at avoiding that type of stuff and making big plays and running on third and long and all that. It's just a bad example.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Now look,
he does get a little happy feet. When there's not pressure.
And look, the caller's point about he thinks he was concussion affected, you know, coming back and being
100%.
Rusty. Could it still be a factor? Sure, it could. It could be. And if it is, then you got a problem if the Rams play better than the Packers did. If Stafford play, look, I don't think Stafford's going to play worse than Jordan Love. Jordan Love stunk in that game. So credit to the Eagles defense for being part of that.
There's no way.
But he struggled. He really struggled.
Matthew Stafford plays as badly as Jordan Love. There's no way. Jordan Love, that
was
hardly
over three interceptions.
That was a young quarterback who we took advantage of.
I agree.
That, you know, Jordan Love was the first quarterback in Packers history to have zero touchdowns and three interceptions in a playoff game. Historically bad.
Well, that is saying something. All right, today when you call in, a shot to win a pair of tickets to see Metallica's M72 World Tour, which is happening, this year, and coming to Philadelphia May 25th at Lincoln Financial Field. What a concert that'll be at the Link. May 25, Lincoln Financial Field, Metallica. Single-day tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. That's right, Ticketmaster.com. So here's how you win the tickets on today's program. John Seltzer tells me, what a random fact this is, that way back in the day, this is the anniversary of when Ivan the Terrible, who apparently wasn't a very good guy, crowned himself. You know, he said, let me take that crown and put it on my own head. So today we will ask you this question and get creative and fun with these answers. Who deserves a crown for something? I mean, for the most part, generally we're talking about who's pretty damn good at something, I guess, and deserves a crown for something. Like obviously the easiest answer, I mean, I think it goes without saying, the easiest answer would be
the Hammer!
I mean, for Beat the Hammer, how do you beat me?
Brother.
I mean, it happens, but it's rare.
You took mine.
So,
the Hammer!
Correct. And listen, Rhea, I think I just took thousands of people in the Delaware Valley's answer, and I understand why.
The Hammer!
He's pretty damn good at it.
It is annoying, but you are very good.
Well, thank
at
you
it
very much. All right.
And you need to win tomorrow.
I do.
You know what's on the line.
I don't like this whole riding on the hammer thing. Not a fan of
James, better chance I win the next three than the Eagles.
Well, you were 35-3 last year.
I am greater than the Eagles.
I don't know, though, actually. The Eagles, if Jalen starts and finishes a game, they're undefeated, since the bye.
You've gotten way too big for your britches saying stuff like that.
All right, give us a big-time answer. Who deserves a crown for something? John Ritchie, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking Saquon Barkley. Saquon, think about the year he's had and think about the restraint it took to continue to just say and do everything right, even when he was not permitted to go for that record. He took a knee in the open field against the Packers, and it continues to say everything right. He even his auto insurance commercial is sensible, and I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Sure, of course.
It's not cheesy. He somehow brought dignity to that. Like, he really has done a job on the human, emotional aspect, that side of football this year. I don't know how he could have done a better job.
I agree. I agree with that. Seltzer, who deserves a crown?
I'm going to go outside the box here. Okay. I'm going to go with a little taste here.
Can amuse you.
I think Joe Pesci deserves a crown as the greatest cursor in movie history.
Ooh.
He's the best at it. It's unbelievable. It's like just the way he talks. Like, it's like between Casino and Goodfellas alone and My Cousin Vinny, like, it's like just part of the way he talks. It sounds so natural.
Yeah.
I think he's the best cursor in movie history.
What a great point. Oh, man, I have another really Oh, man, I need to answer. Well, I'll save it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I love the way you did that, Jimmy.
Thanks, buddy.
The best cursor. You don't really think about it like
that. I like that, too. Rhea, who deserves a crown?
Well, I was going with you, but see, I want a different, I want a specific kind of crown.
You can go there again.
Because I really hate that you have the belt, you know, the wrestling belt.
Okay.
I want you to have like a Burger King crown.
Okay, well, fair enough. Look, a lot of ways to go here for who deserves a crown. I'll give you one. I think it's the best performance I've ever seen in movies or TV. And I mean this. And he's passed away. James Gandolfini.
I think he is the best character in the history of all of it.
Yeah, I think James Gandolfini. I don't think there's anyone that ever did a better job with a character than James Gandolfini.
I agree with you.
I believe that.
Look at us.
I think he deserved a crown.
I agree.
All right, give us big time answers. Who deserves a crown? Best answer wins the Metallica tickets. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Gary right now in Whitehall. What's going on, Gary?
Morning, E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagle!
You know it, Gary.
What's up, Gary?
What's going on, fellas? And Rhea, how are we doing today?
Great.
Hello?
Gary, she said great. Go ahead, man.
Okay. Hey, there's no fear, because fear is weakness. And there is no
I mean, look, you want to start going into some, I don't know. Look.
There's no fear in the man. There's no fear in the Rams.
Well, there's no fear in the Rams, but the weakness thing, that's where you lose me.
No, there is respect for this team because they've been there, they've done it. I'll give them that, and that's about all I'll give
them. Well, some of them have done it, not many. I mean, they won the Super Bowl, 4 years ago?
2021. Or the 2021 season, 2022.
Yeah, so 3 years ago. I mean, I don't know how many players left.
Do you feel connected to our team that won? I do. I feel connected. I feel like I still hang my hat on that Super Bowl, and their Super Bowl was 4 years more recent.
No, I get it, but you know, how many guys are left? Probably 10 for their group. Eagles group has four or five.
Still
seven.
I guess we should
Is it seven?
Yeah, it's seven.
The number is seven, Rhea
consider
said.
Consider that.
So that's not that many.
James, you know what I love?
But it's still guys
when you just
who are
say
coming
the number
back.
Is seven, Rhea said. You think I didn't hear Rhea just say it?
Well, you didn't respond. So I was like,
it was like half a
you
second later.
Hear.
I mean, can I
you
breathe?
You are unhearing.
Can I breathe?
No, honestly, I never know if you hear stuff. Like, you hear like 5% of what happens on this show.
I hear it all. You should hear stuff where people say about
guy.
You in the hallways around here behind
sure.
your back.
Yeah.
Gary, you can't imagine how
that's
much
true.
People rip Seltzer. You know? The two words I hear the most about him are pipe down. No, we all love him. I'm joking. Gary, go ahead.
James is not deserving of it. That's for sure. So yeah. I got your back, James.
We'll give thanks, give Seltzer the crown. But I hear you, Gary. You're confident, and you should be.
Yeah, and I got a feeling, Joe, you got a better chance of 300 wins and beat the Hammer than the Sixers getting 20 wins this year.
No. Well, they'll get to 20, but they're in trouble now. Gary, give me who deserves a crown.
They put up a real fight last night get to overtime.
Now people are saying they should tank, and it's all over the place now. It's a mess. Yeah. Gary, who deserves the crown?
Anyway, your guest coming on at 7:30, the best center in the NFL, Jason Kelce.
Jason Kelce, that's a good answer. Kelsey's a really good answer. All right, speaking of answers, we got a concerning answer yesterday from Ross Tucker. Look, the four of us are concerned about Jake Elliott. I would think 90-something percent of Eagles fans are. I don't know how it's not 100%, but every once in a while you hear someone say, nah, it's all, like, you can say, well, trust him in the moment. If you go with him to a certain extent, you got to trust him, but I don't have to feel good about it. So we asked Ross.
People who say you got to trust him because he's been there before and he's done that and look at the success he's had in the postseason, I understand he was good a while ago.
I'm with you,
like, this really is a different year.
I agree.
When I see he can't kick off for whatever reason, that leads me to think there might be a physical limitation.
I agree.
Then on top of that, the numbers that are just abysmal, 1-7 from 50 or over.
I know.
There's more at work here where maybe we could have done something, but now my worry is it's completely too late.
Look, either physical or mental, it's hard to imagine one or both are not in play as problems.
We know the mental has to be a major factor because he's a kicker to start with.
Yeah.
They always have the mental It's a swing that you hope and pray that your kicker is able to keep it together. And he's done a really nice job with that. But this does feel like the first time he's had this battle of conscience where, not conscience,
yeah, confidence.
Battle of confidence.
Yeah, I agree.
How good am I? Can I make the big kicks when the teams are depending on me? And that's exactly what we're doing. Matters so much now.
I hear you. And James, I wouldn't say it's quite, it's not as bad as Brad Lidge 2009, but it's got a tinge of that.
It absolutely does.
Brad Lidge was lights out. Matter of fact, here, let me.
Does Jake Elliott want to take the kick?
That's a great question.
Does Jake Elliott want to have the game on the line? 52 yards. It's all on his shoulders. Yeah. My guess is he would want to avoid that. My guess is he would prefer, because he's not certain he's got confidence in himself.
Yeah.
I think he'd probably hope that they'd go for it on fourth and three or whatever.
Well, he may, and that's scary. It's like the kid in right field that doesn't want the ball hit to him. Because those kids do exist. Like, please don't hit the ball to me. Please don't hit the,
Right. It can't be that way.
I know.
And my worry is that it is. It must be.
It might be. So here's the Brad Lidge story. I mean, everyone knows 08, and he was an all-timer. That year, Brad Lidge had an ERA of 1.95. 1.95, didn't blow a save. We all know that. Most people will probably remember he wasn't good the next year. How bad? Check this out. He went from a 1.95 ERA to a 7.21 ERA.
Wow. Is that a big difference?
He was 0-8. He was 0-8 in 2009 with a 7.21 ERA.
It's hard to go.
0-8.
0-8 as a reliever is an impressive accomplishment.
So my point is, there are fluctuations in careers. And, Jake
Elliott.
We
all think he was hurt, right?
Probably. Yeah. I would think so. But at some point.
We thought it the celebration.
Yeah, but at some point, the mantle may have kicked in as well, his struggles, because he had had that issue after the Pujols homer, like earlier in his career.
Well, and it is a similar. We've talked about this, but closer and kicker, there are some similarities there.
That's right. Yeah. All right, let's listen to something Jake Elliott, that Ross Tucker said yesterday about Jake Elliott. This adds more fuel to the fire for concern. Here's our exchange with Ross. Jake Elliott, how concerned are you?
Decently concerned. I'm really glad he made those three field goals that he made last week. That was huge. I'm glad they were as close as they were. But yeah, in a close game, how can you not be concerned? And I do think that it's very much in the back of Sirianni's mind when they're in the 33-yard line. I mean, I watched him in pregame warmups because I called that game with Tom McCarthy. He was bad in pregame warmup. I mean, I wasn't watching every kick, but every time I looked over at Jake, he missed it. He missed the kick in pregame warmups. I was very concerned.
Wow. All right. A couple quick.
That's awful.
That is awful.
That really makes me feel bad.
We haven't heard that yet.
If he's missing practice kicks, that's even worse than I expected.
I mean, I'm sure he made some, but I can say for a fact, I'm talking to Packers coaches. Yeah. I said hi to Brady. Like, every time I looked over at Jake, at least three, maybe four times, when I watched him kick, he missed that kick.
All right, two things. I forgot
about this specific conversation. Mm-hmm. This is really a bad
situation. From 23 hours ago?
Yeah.
Your brain,
seriously,
man. Your brain. That's concerning.
We can't forget about this conversation, is my point.
I'm aware.
This is tremendously troubling.
I know.
Our kicker missing in... I've never, ever seen that.
Well, does it change your mind, John?
Have you seen that?
Well, I haven't paid enough attention.
Who misses consistently in the pregame.
I don't know.
This is just swinging the leg, warming up, getting practice.
So
it really is easy time.
Look, John, let me ask you a question. Earlier this week, you said stick with Elliott because of the mechanics of a new kicker with a holder and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So do you change your mind upon hearing that?
I still don't, I guess. I mean, I would have made this switch. And by switch, I mean I would have brought someone in to compete in mid-November.
But they didn't. This is what you got.
And now I feel as though it would mess with his mind further to where you run the risk. It's too great a risk. You run the risk of making him go further down this path, which is very negative.
Well, yeah.
So I'll stay with him, but I feel terrible about it. And it does change the way I make decisions in these games.
Yeah, we did a poll. I agree with that. We did a poll a couple days ago. Would you switch kickers? Go to the best available free agent kicker. 85% said stay with Jake Elliott. I'm curious if you were a stay with Jake Elliott person 2 days ago in that poll. Are you a stay with Jake Elliott person after hearing Ross said what he said? 215-592-9494. By the way, let's not lose sight of the flex Ross drops in there about talking to Brady. Brady, you noticed that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, I did play with them. I mean, they are friendly.
But I will say, he said, I said hi to Tom. Instead of
Brady. Tommy, at least.
Yeah, he didn't say I talk. It wasn't like me and Brady, you know, chopped it up and talked there for 5 minutes. He wasn't giving you one of them, but he was still trying to flex a bit.
Ross is way better as an analyst than Tom Brady.
By the way, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. I just want to say that.
So Ross Report, CBS.
Yes.
Ross, we love Ross. I'm just playing around, but he likes to drop those things in.